It's being called an unprecedented partnership. The business collaboration between a Maine paper company and the nation's largest conservation group. Under the terms of a new agreement, the Nature Conservancy will assume $50 million worth of the company's debts. In return, the Great Northern Paper Company will protect 250,000 acres from development. But as Maine Public Radio's Susan Chisholm reports, skeptics in the community think it's all part of a plot to construct a national park.
Millinocket is often referred to as the gateway to the Great North Woods. This is a place where lumber barons with big dreams carved out a mill town and a paper industry and built themselves a fortune. But with competition from overseas and a worldwide paper glut, Millinocket has hit the skids in recent years. For sale signs dominate the landscape. Job layoffs are the talk of the town. And the mill's current owners are in financial trouble. But they aren't without friends.
In my 20 years with the Nature Conservancy, I have heard far too often from skeptics that environmentalists and the paper industry can never see eye to eye.
Kent Womack is the executive director of the Conservancy in Maine.
Today, we're here to show you that that simply is not the case.
Womack says the two organizations agree that working forests should be harvested on a sustainable basis, ecologically sensitive areas should be preserved, that the public should have continued access for recreation, and that development ought to be prohibited. That's not a view shared by locals like Millinocket Town Manager Eugene Conlogue, who fear that efforts to conserve land will eventually lead to creation of a Maine Woods National Park.
Most of the people in this area, including myself, do not want the environmentalists to have control of the northern Maine woods in any way. By purchasing 41,000 acres, by having a conservation easement on 200,000 acres more, it gives a major environmental group working control over this area of the state.
During its heyday, the Great Northern name was synonymous with the paper industry. Its mills employed more than 4,000 workers and produced as much as 40% of the nation's newsprint. The current workforce stands at about 1,100. Over the past 3 years, mill owners have sunk more than $140 million into modernizing equipment, and it has left the company in debt. CEO Lambert Bedard won't say how much, but he characterizes the Nature Conservancy's investment as one of the best things that's ever been done for Great Northern.
We've built a relation of friendship with those people, because basically they mean business, they're pretty astute, I must say, but they also believe in what they're doing and they believe in what they're saying, and they're men of their word.
A Canadian businessman, Bedard's relations with environmental groups have not always been good. Several of his operations were the targets of lively protests that resulted in shutdowns. But when the Nature Conservancy came to him with this proposal, he says he thought it was too good to be true. But it may not be enough. In the shadow of the mill, Benjamin Terrio makes his way past the vacant shops that line Millinocket's main street. Terrio has worked at the mill all his adult life. He expects to be laid off on Labor Day.
I think the paper industry is in a very bad situation, like the textiles and the shoe industry in Maine. I'm glad I'm getting done. I've had it. I've been there for 25 years, but it's time to move on because there's no future there.
Company officials say the Nature Conservancy's lending package won't guarantee jobs, but it will help protect them. And they consider that the best chance they've got until the marketplace improves. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Millinocket, Maine.